All right, but let's move on to the Sunday colors.
I have never been so far away from home. The path forward has never been less clear. My mind is a winding sequence of computer code. The end is far away, yet it's slowly drawing near. I want to remember the people that I love with some prominent display. Friends who pushed me forward when I thought I had enough. The only ones I know who still call me by my given name. I have no memory. No memory of you. I'll say a little prayer for the times I know we shared. It's all that I can do.
So this is the Mars Lander singing, right?
Opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Now, yeah, I have a soft spot for emotional songs about robots.
I know.
And this is one of the best examples of that admittedly tiny, tiny niche. The chiptune stuff is really well incorporated. It's a key element instead of something just thrown in to meet the mandatory challenge.
Yeah, I love the way he does it after certain lines. Like when he sings computer code, for example, there's this like little melodic chiptunes line.
Yeah.
It's really nicely done. Like, you know, it fits the lyrics as well. And when he says prominent display, there's another little melodic chiptunes line. I love that.
Yeah. Very careful, very methodical, very, you know, well thought out. And yeah, it's a great song, wonderful lyrics, great performance. Yet it might not rank so well because we give similarly high marks to literally all of these other songs too. And that sucks. So I like the song. I like the song a whole lot. There's nothing that I can ding it on. And yet it's so stripped down that it's going to be hard to rank it above some of the other ones who put some extra production in it. But we'll see how it goes. I haven't ranked these songs yet.
Yeah. You know the line, my battery is low and it's getting dark?
Yeah.
A lot of people were touched by that when that line came out. And they had to ask NASA, did the robot really say that? And the robot didn't exactly say that. The robot had data that was the upshot. But someone at NASA did a poetic paraphrasing of it. And it gave people a lot of strong feelings about that little robot. So I wouldn't say that I was choked up while listening to this, but I definitely felt something. And there's that great line about the given name, which is Oppie, which is what everybody calls it. Like the NASA folks call it Oppie.
Yeah.
Just cute. It was a cute, cute song about a robot. Got me right in the feels.
Yeah, absolutely. There is so much Rule 32 stuff on Oppie. It's 34? I can't remember.
That's probably a rule I don't need to know about.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I've probably got the number wrong, and I'm also just making that up, so I have no idea.
Thank you, Ryan.
Okay.
Let's see if I had anything else to say about the song. I agree. It's hard to rank a G&G, well, a song that is essentially a G&G song with, you know, some overdub chiptune stuff amongst these other songs that have just lush instrumentation. It's hard.
Yeah, this is a great song, though. And again, I had nothing to ding on this song other than it didn't also have drums and also have mandolin and also have 14 backing vocal tracks.
Yeah, no bird song either.
And no clav. That's all you need to get a vote for me, man. Just get,
yeah,
just,
if this was strictly a songwriting contest, this would be a little bit easier, but it's everything. So
yeah, it's how we feel about these songs, too.
All right. This is the last actual competitor in the contest, but not the last song we'll be talking about.